Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. What a week on The Mike O'Mara Show. So much controversy, so much energy, so much heat. So much hate, so much love.
Oh, man.
Very, very
shake
interesting
it up.
Week. Very interesting week.
Shake it up.
I'm just working on some settings here. Thank you very much. Wow. How are you? Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to have you with us. How was your blizzard, by the way? Did you end up getting anything?
It was a suck blizzard. It was horrible.
I wouldn't classify as a blizzard. It was some heavy snow in some parts of our listening area.
Weirdly timed, because I think, Mike, you'll even remember from when you lived up here, the heaviest snows usually happened overnight.
Yes.
A lot of times you wake up to the snow, right? Mm-hmm. This time it was supposed to be overnight on Wednesday, and when I got up on Wednesday and left for work, like 7-ish,
mm-hmm.
there was nothing. I mean, it was
my memories.
That's it.
My memories of the heavy snow in Washington, D.C. would be Carla and my little guy and her mom coming over when there would be snow.
Right.
Because they know that the city would be paralyzed. And then both of them being giddy and excited with the full knowledge that they would be sipping coffee inside watching the flakes fly as I would be nearing heart attack status outside on the shoveling the walk.
Yeah. Nice, heavy, wet snow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what we got.
You know, when I got to, right towards before I left, when I got to use that fabulous snowblower that I gave to my next door neighbor, Richard, a wonderful human being.
That one time.
There might have been twice. Might have been more. No, I think I got 2 years.
I definitely cleaned your walk one time and you used it the other time.
And I do believe one of the times you used it, it might have been like an inch and a half of snow.
Yes.
Like the kind that you just sort of walk
it's
on.
It's like you bought it and then Mother Nature said F you.
Exactly.
I have video evidence. Carla, come here for a second.
How many
snowstorms did we get before that I used the snowblower? Two? Did we get two snowstorms where I was able to use the snowblower?
Two.
About only two, yeah, right?
Two and
so you're paying
2 and 4 years.
About what, $450 per storm?
It was worth the money to have
sure.
the snowblower. That's it. So I used it a couple of times. And then I gave it to Richard. And by the way, as soon as I purchased that snowblower, the entire weather pattern climatologically shifted
on
the East Coast.
Al Gore released a movie.
Released a movie. When I purchased that snowblower, average temperatures in the winter were 70 degrees. That's what happened.
Now, it was, on the other side, the flip side of the coin, my buddy Brad bought a snowblower in mid-March, which is not usually the time you buy a snowblower, but
right.
I think he got a deal on it. So he had a snowblower
and then he got divorced.
Storm, and then his marriage was over.
God.
I know.
It's not safe to be our friends. But... that poor guys who go through the worst divorce ever.
I'm sure it's amicable. Doing fine.
Mrs. O'Mara and I went out last night and I saw one of my golfing buddies from New England. He's a wonderful golfer. And he's younger than I am, which is very rare and very nice around here. And Carla said something and I rolled my eyes at her and he said, and then he called me on it. He said, oh, there you are rolling your eyes at your wife because you're up here and we're all down here. And I'm like, okay, friend for life after that.
That's solid. Yeah. That's great.
My real friends give me tough love.
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. Right.
And you respond well to that.
Well, it depends on how it's coming.
No, I don't. No, I've had a lot of tough love this week. That's for sure.
More tough or more love?
Let's get a quick update on how everybody's temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go around the room. We'll start with the man of the week, the man of the hour, the man of Japan.
Hop
Mr.
on.
Matt Ponyboy Bloom, has the dust settled in your tumultuous week a little bit? How are you doing after I sociopathically monstrosity man attacked you this week? How are you doing?
You know, Mike, you and I, again, we had a nice chat.
Two nights ago we did. Yes.
Yeah.
That's not a nightly thing now?
Did
you
go
out and party last night?
Not.
Because you're so bummed out?
Nope. Okay. No, last night.
That was just Wednesday
working
night.
On.
Okay.
on the sites, our various pages.
Just working.
All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're okay?
Doing better. Doing better.
All right.
Doing better. Right. You were never worse. Jesus.
He's even.
Well, that's okay though. That's okay. I mean, he said, you know what he said yesterday on the show?
What?
I said, I would be, and I meant this, I would have been willing to be, since Adrian was trained and all that, and Matt want to take a few days, but he said, no, I like coming in here. That was cool with me, and that to me said all I needed to hear.
You know what? Adrian actually was supposed to be here today, and he's not even here.
That's right. Yeah.
Flat tire.
Oh,
flat tires, what do you got?
Oh, no.
Oh, total lie.
What is 1950?
It's total lie.
Oscar? Save that for Oscar's take, because there will be a story about that take. Okay. May I give this to your mother, who was very, very nice to post that.
Tell him to send
all
pictures.
Is good. All is cool. It was nice to, you know, with all the people that were ramped up about this situation. And really, even the people that I mentioned, I got some love from people yesterday, which was very nice. And then I got some hate. The hate comes in the form of not personal messages to me or anything directed to me. The hate just comes out as a blanket statement about me.
Mm-hmm.
But the love was personal, and it was very, very nice. And you know what? Most of the stuff I got said, you know, all love to you and to Pony. Always you were mentioned in this, and people, it has to feel good to know that many people are in your corner.
It feels amazing.
And that's good. That is, and it's terrific. And they are, and you know what? We didn't understand that completely, and they were generous, and it was wonderful. Rob Spiewak, I know you don't like it when anyone has any kind of altercation.
Right.
How are you doing? You mentioned before the show that you felt awful this week.
I did. I thought it was an unpleasant week for many ways and many people, and there was a lot of emotions flying around. And as for me personally, I will be going to Japan this weekend to escape it.
Ah, that's very, very exciting. Oscar?
Yes.
I'm bringing my blood pressure meds.
That's good. But Rob, you got a lot of love online. You got a lot of love.
Yeah, how was it a tough week for you?
Well, I don't like seeing unpleasantness, and I don't like seeing you.
Oh, all right. Just confirming.
Everything's good till you show up right before showtime, and then, you know.
Yeah, keep this machine floating.
That's right. Machines float because they're made of metal.
Well, boats do.
I got a few of those messages that were like, you know, F Mike, F Mike, F Mike, F Mike, F Mike, F Mike. Lots of love to Rob. That was, but that's okay. That's been since
it's
the Rob.
It's dynamic of
it's
the always, show.
It's the dynamic of the show. Yeah. You know?
If they really knew me, they'd hate me.
Yeah, if they knew what you talk about off air.
Sure.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and
the evil in your heart off air.
Oh, blacker than a thousand midnights.
Yes. Well, yes. The fact is, there it is. I said the fact is. Oscar, how are you feeling?
There's
the alarm for the fact is.
If you're a wrestling fan, Hollywood Hogan is fine. He is doing well. I actually have had a blast this week, Mike. Mm-hmm. I think that it's been like what we are at the root of this show.
Yes.
Where we're real. We don't do bits. We address situations on air. And I said this in a post yesterday that, look, we do a lot of things as a family off air that simply just would be schmaltz and not entertaining that we don't talk about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But there are issues as a family that we know we have to address.
You know what? An example
air.
Of that I will give both you and Rob coming down to the christening of my son.
Yes.
Yeah.
That, you know, we talked about the visit, but we don't talk about that.
No.
That qualm.
No,
that,
no.
That,
no.
That I literally picked you two to be godparents to my son because I thought it was the right thing to do, and I had utilized my family members for my other children. So,
and
it was
speaking
cool.
to that, thank you for the picture of Michael in his baseball outfit.
Oh, very sweet.
So that, cute.
That little photographer, that
lady.
From North Fort Myers, who wrangled those kittens for those pictures, those
baseball pictures. I can only imagine.
We were thrilled. So you're doing all right, Oscar?
I'm doing great. I'm actually right now asking Adrian for pictures of his flat tire. Because,
yes.
You know, again, we don't stand for BS
right.
here.
We don't.
Yes. What if we could get him to exhale, so to speak, into the stem of the tire and he have a marijuana smoke-filled tire?
That'd be a hungry tire, yes. Man.
This tire wants Cheetos.
I also want to highlight this. If we're going to highlight acts of kindness, and I did this online because someone said that, you know, if this was a coworker situation, and I was like, look, we're family. Pony's like my brother. I said, fam. A co-working situation is when you look at the books at the end of the year and you made less money than last year, you decide not to give bonuses to your family. Because, right. Or I mean, your coworkers. Yeah, coworkers. You write a nice email and say, look, it's been a rough year. We all know this. No right. Christmas bonus. Jelly of the Month Club time. Sorry about your pool.
That's right. That's sorry, it. Clark.
And then a family, which happened this past year, sits down and says, we know that everyone's counting on these bonuses. Though there's been less money year to year, and we can't afford it, let's make it happen. That's what a family does.
And we did.
Yes.
We did. And we
did. So we're not this like hodgepodge, you know, Fortune 500 company.
Much as I tried to talk you out of it, we did.
No, I'm just saying. That's what you did not try to talk me out of it. You're actually very awesome about it.
I'm making
No, well, people don't, they don't seem to read between the lines. Like,
absolutely not, said Mike O'Mara.
We are a family here. All right. Know that. The only guy that we definitely don't want back, and because if something happens tragically, that's fine, and he just couldn't make it, is Adrian Garcia. Because
oh, he's in trouble now.
Because yeah. I've he's got no photo now, from boy. Him, oh, no evidence, dear. And he was just, remember yesterday, the big pep talk, we're like, man, hey, man, you can be the backup.
Too confident. Right. He was too confident.
You can learn. I'll do this, Mike. We're going to do everything. And the right. day he's supposed to continue learning how to be Pony's backup.
Yes.
Redundancy.
Amen.
Amen.
Ghosted us.
And so, did he text you about the flat tire proactively, or was it a response?
It was a response me texting at about 8:30.
Why you weren't here.
Yeah.
And what makes me laugh is when there is a post about Oscar Essing-D from a lady, and then Oscar responds with not even a reference to it. Here's what we're working on now. That cracked me up. Absolutely, totally unfazed.
Well, he's on and message. He's Oscar Huckabee Sanders.
But you know what? What was it? My soul. My soul is
full of gadgets.
Full of gadgets.
Yes.
It's not a. It's not a soulless funny. Man. He has soul a soul of full of gadgets.
Now, to me, I would say that my state of mind is a la Christmas Story, the package that arrives. Fragile.
Okay.
I am fragile.
Don't let me fragile.
I am fragile because earlier in the week I was screaming and yelling
right.
and making other people feel fragile. Mm-hmm. And so it's okay for me to feel fragile. And there's only one last thing I wanted to say
okay.
about this entire controversy of Japan and the incident. I noticed that there are many people who would like it when people would say bad things about me and the way I handle the situation with Pony, and then someone would say something nice about me, and they would like that as well.
Yes.
And that confuses me. Because I'm kind of an all or nothing guy. I mean, mm-hmm. Are you with me or are you not with me? I have to say this. I believe after everything I've digested all week, that my overwhelming sentiment is that they are with me.
Mm.
Okay, I agree. I agree.
They are with me.
Agreed. And, hear, hear.
Except for people that have had lunch with Rob. Those people, you know, when Rob's going, and he's just so difficult. That's what my paranoid brain goes. People that lunch with Rob are not.
I don't recall the topic coming up, Mike.
I don't know, but you know, that's terrific that you do that. that you do that, and then they screw me. And
well,
you,
they screw everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, they screw everybody
sideways.
On the show. Yeah, that's yeah. But thanks, Coxie. Anyway. Very, very nice to, you know, I really, really, really thought it was all over. I thought we'd weathered the storm, yes. And then I got that. And I forget that the show has a long tail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people digest it,
Mike,
later.
We're going to be off-roading for a good 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think we are. We're going to be taking that, but I'm going to read it because I'm a tough guy. I can handle it, even in my fragile state.
Fragile.
Right,
so Punny would have been coming back from Japan, and this would still be an issue. Just
this will
you
still be an issue. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this will
but he's here.
Still be an issue, but he's here now. And by the way, any movement
yeah,
on
any
that?
Updates?
Any updates on what's been doing that? Nobody volunteered it. Shocker!
I spoke yesterday again to the travel agent, and I'm expecting a contact from the owner of the travel agency today. He unexpectedly
would
did
be,
not show yesterday.
Let me explain how I do things on the show. That would be nothing's changed.
Yeah.
So
when you hear nothing, Rob, you call them and say, We have not heard anything.
Was what I said to them yesterday when I spoke to them.
Yes. What time?
I'm not optimistic
3:30 p.m.
Okay, call back today with me on the line, and I will make it clear to them that this agency will be put on notice if we have to.
Well, the fact is, and there it is, hit the alarm. Sorry, I said it again. I don't expect anything from that agency.
But I need to speak. But as a money,
when money is when money exchanges hands, I don't think that's going to work out. But as we know, the people that provided that, at least the people that I've read comments from, seem to be okay with that.
But I will not be satisfied until I can yell at the owner. I've already yelled at the man at the front desk and the one above them, and took a good 25 minutes of their time doing the dance of we received nothing for an extraordinary amount of money, and something needs to be made good on it. But the mysterious Mr. Kubo, who sounds like a James Bond villain, has not yet been in the office. So I need to chase him down.
Let me let me be on that call next time, Rob.
Sure, Oscar. We'll get it done.
You'll see what I do. And
the thing about it, that's the update. Everything is covered.
Nothing's changed, Mike. Not shocking.
All right, but we've given everybody the information.
Yes.
That's the latest information.
And someone did ask, and I should ask if we're being completely transparent. Mm-hmm. Are we looking to send him later if we can get him a clearance, or is this trip just over with?
That would be an answer, something that Pony would have to answer, but it also I think
not necessarily. That might be something I need to answer.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, the answer is no.
You just made him so happy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi, I'm Jiminy Glick, and I'm sitting with one of the funniest comedians in the whole world.
A personal favorite, because he's always angry.
He's a curmudgeon about everything.
Larry David.
How are you?
I'm well.
Tell me about different shows. You were on Fridays.
I was.
Why was it called Fridays?
Well, because it was just like Saturday Night Live.
But not funny.
Yes. Yes.
And what did you do on it? What?
Did you rant?
Do I rant, Jiminy?
I think you're always rant. These things are hard to open. Ooh, I can't open them. That's a new rant I put in. But you have a wonderful smile.
Thank you.
It's like getting an email from my grandparents. It's all caps.
Yeah?
Right? Yes. No, you're a handsome boy.
You're a
handsome dog. The ladies must love you. Do the ladies love you?
I bet the ladies love you.
I couldn't say. I don't want to be immodest.
Well, I'm being ironic, so.
Yes, you look a lot thinner in person than you do on television.
Well, thank you. Isn't that a wonderful thing to say?
Is it? Because on the other hand, I'm saying you're a fat tub on TV.
I used to be very heavy.
Yeah. You know, you have a very obnoxious way of talking.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not a compliment, moron. You're a moron.
I didn't know that you were 1/4 Native American.
I am?
I guess if you were Indian, I bet you'd be Sioux. Because you people sue each other.
Okay, if I hear one more anti-Semitic remark from your mouth.
Oh, so now we're pretending that your people don't litigate.
Okay.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
That's a funny clip. I don't think I've ever heard that, Jiminy Glick. We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and a podcast with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on our TMOS app. Get it and get our show every single day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Sleep Number. Winter is drawing to a close, boy.
Yes, boy.
And we all know what that means. Spring cleaning. Did you know that a fresh, decluttered bedroom will relax you so you sleep better? So maybe it's time to consider a fresh mattress. Take it from me. I love my Sleep Number bed. I don't when I started endorsing Sleep Number beds, I never dreamed that it would be such an important product in my life, but it is. That is a fact. 9 out of 10 couples prefer different mattress firmness, just like Carla and I do. And with a Sleep Number bed, you can choose your ideal firmness on each side of the bed. It's that easy. I love this bed. It's comfortable. You can actually feel it contour to your neck, shoulders, back, and hips for proper spinal alignment. I love it, love it, love it. My Sleep Number setting is an 85, and Carla's is right now probably an 80. She's got it firmer, too. Mm-hmm. Last night, another 90 for me. Sleep Number queen mattresses start at only $899.99. Right now, during the spring clearance event, you can save up to $600 on their most popular beds. Sleep Number has over 550 stores nationwide. Find one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. We appreciate that. Yeah, we haven't had a week like this in a long, long time.
Nope.
It's been very, very interesting.
Mason from Adrian Garcia, just a quick update.
Yes. All right.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Sure.
He has sent me pictures of a flat tire. Now, this could be found on Google anywhere.
Does it look like it was a Googled picture?
This looks like this picture could have been taken in the last 6 months at a certain point in life. So I asked him to FaceTime me, and he goes, dude, this happened on Wednesday when I was making my way home from the studio, right?
Okay.
So I wrote, it's Friday. Wednesday and Friday are two different days. Yeah.
There you go. There's the urgency.
And then he goes, I know, man. I filled it up with air yesterday, hoping it would just be a low pressure deal, but it was flat again this morning. I said, FaceTime me in front of your flat tire. Nothing.
Ah.
So.
Yeah. Digging deeper.
Yeah.
We're surrounded by holes.
Well, anyway. You know what? I got my little guy to hang out with, and that's what I probably should have been doing all week, just posting cute pictures of him to make people realize that I am a human being.
Is it spring break, or was it an afternoon?
It was spring break all week.
All right, spring break.
He went to the zoo with his mom and my niece and her family. They had a wonderful zoo day.
Which zoo?
And he came home. The Naples Zoo down in Naples, Florida.
You're a fan of that one. That's a pretty good one,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's close, and it's nice, and it's got animals, you know? And I'm not a fan of zoos in general. I think that, you know, I believe, I believe animals should roam free. And that's why, you know, occasionally if they're not looking at the Naples Zoo, I kind of jiggle the little enclosure.
Sure.
See if I could spring a couple of the giraffes or something like that. But my kid comes back, and his cousin, who is my niece's son, Max, is older and super sweet with my son.
That's great.
And really nice. And he comes back, and I'm like, I'm going to think there's going to be a report on animals. There's going to be a report on what they had a chocolate-covered banana. It was fantastic. And he comes back, and I wrote it down. He says, he's got a huge look. I said, how was the zoo? And he's got this huge grin, and he says, Max and I punched each other. That's the testosterone. That's the aggression.
Testosterone.
That's his takeaway. His takeaway from the zoo is the punching.
Yes, and that's what he likes.
And Max is 27.
He only had 3 Guinness.
That's all.
But it's wonderful, and it's kind of the tension of the week combined with what they're doing to my beloved Cocoonville golf course.
Oh, they're raping it, are they not?
They have poisoned it to death.
Wrong word to use, I think. That's completely out of bounds.
It was a
trigger word.
It was figurative.
It's being ravaged.
Trigger word. Yeah, that's a trigger. That's
ravage
a bad
is
place.
Probably the better word.
All right, they're abusing it.
Yes.
How about I specifically tell you what they did?
Okay.
They are going to this. I'm not an agronomist. I'm not a golf course superintendent. I don't know about the rule.
This apparently, just in on the United Press on the International Wire. Mike O'Mara announces he's not
easy
an agronomist.
All right. The thing about the golf courses is that they have at a certain point, they need to completely redo the turf because of the buildup of thatch and the muck and the goo from mowing and cutting and mowing and cutting. And they have to do that at about the 10 to 15 year mark. We, I believe, are at the 20 year mark. We're well overdue for this. So here's the process. Mm-hmm. And if I grow a third arm or my eye starts to sag, perhaps you can. Here's what I don't want. I have to preface this by saying, please don't send me personal emails about what can happen.
Okay.
I'm telling you the facts. This is what they do, because I'm still playing on this golf course. What they do,
nothing
in
will
order
stop
to,
you
to to regenerate.
The bells! The bells! I can't stand the sound of the bells.
Especially responsible business practices. Won't keep me from the golf course. You guys all know when you call me out there. Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right. Yep. Yes. Yep. That's what they get. Mike, I wanted to ask you about... Yep. Fine. Yep. Okay. Fine. Or if you get... What is it?
Oh, that's the worst.
That's when you know I'm really... So, let me get back to it.
Yes. All right.
They have to blow it up and redo it. They have to redo all of the turf. All of the turf on the golf course has to be redone. Here's how they do it. And I, as I said, never been through this before, never lived on a golf course before, never played this much golf before, never loved it as much as I do right now. This is what they do. They spray bug spray on it. They take cans of Raid, and it's called Roundup, and they get a big truck, and they pee their poison all over the golf course.
That is being banned nationwide because it's ruining the environment.
I don't know that. I don't know about that. I know that this substance
is all
supposedly
natural.
Oh, okay, it's made of lemons.
It's all natural. They put it all on the course. Then they do that for a whole day. They close the course down. Then the course is open again, but the grass has the stuff in it. And then slowly but surely, and now it's all taken hold, it has gone completely dead. It's brown. You can still play on it. It still has root structure.
Right.
But it's dead, dead, dead. It's dead, Dom. He's dead, dead, dead. And he's not coming back. And so they've got the root structure. And
can I ask a question before they do the Roundup spray?
I'll answer it as best as I can.
As before they do this Roundup spray that kills everything, say two weeks ago, even though it's been 20 years since they've done this procedure, this rejuvenation, to look at the golf course, did it look good?
It looked like Arizona. It looked like a desert.
Oh, so dry.
Because they haven't done it to the greens, but you look back and it's all, then they're going to do it again.
Okay.
Then they get that. What they kill it, then they fertilize it, then they kill it, then they fertilize it, then they kill it one last time, and then they dig it up.
Sounds like a bad relationship.
It's very sad. Very sad. And I think really for all the people that have been spewing the hate at me this week, I think that's really, it's not the election that's got me down. It's really looking at nature's creation and the green grass of a golf course.
Reminds you how fragile we really are.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Man, you are dust, and into dust you shall return.
Do your dues go down, or do they increase because they're fixing things?
They increase, Oscar. They always increase.
Oh, no.
Because after it's killed dead, they are going to bring it back like a phoenix rising from the ashes. And it will be at the end of October, it will be green, green, green.
October?
Green, green. My grass is green. October 30th. So more like November.
That's like a half a year. That's an incredible amount of time. Halloween.
But that's the SOP for these places down here, the way they do it. And I'm sad because this has been a big part of my life, and that's all there is to it. And
do you
will
think those
be venturing out.
Who slash and burn in the past, and it's still a prominent practice, which isn't good for the environment in Latin America.
Right.
I just don't see them going back in the embers and working in it. You know what I mean?
They're going to give up halfway through?
Yeah.
It's going to be August, and it's just going to be dirt?
Well, after they got done doing it, it was interesting because I fill my water jug in the pond next to
the
golf course.
You're
and
a
I had a real burning
enthusiast.
I had a real burning in my throat after that happened. It was like, and it just wouldn't go away. It wouldn't go away. And
you forgot
the fact
the rule.
Is I can't see out of my right eye. But other than
it's
that,
like
I'm
a fireball
fine.
Shot.
Mike, I love. Yeah. I too love drinking raw water.
Yeah, it did have a cinnamon taste.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to let it settle, though, in the jug. Yeah. You got to let the particulates go to the bottom.
That was the first glass. The second one, I got a water bug. That was
water bug.
I think in some cultures, that means you're lucky.
Yes. that's it. And you know, because I haven't gotten to anything I wanted to talk about this week, I've also found out that my family physician, it's time for my yearly physical.
Sure.
Yes. And I'm going to be a hot mess. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be the blood pressure through the roof. Everything
really?
That's going on. Well, you've heard the show. he's leaving the group, the
practice,
behemoth that he's part of. and they're being cagey about it. They're being so cagey about it that I try to call. They say, well, he's not taking appointments after April 1st. Huh. That usually indicates he may be moving.
It's like format flip.
I said, that's great that usually indicates that he may be moving. What does that mean for me?
He said,
well, let me call them and I'll get back to you. Well, when you're at a call center and they're doing that, well, they get back to me. Oh. And the nurse calls me and says, hello, I'm Mr. O'Mara. I can do that. I've got a thing for you.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see if I can do that. Is this the one? Let me see.
Hello, Mr. Yep. Hello, Mr. O'Mara. This is Beverly in the doctor's office. We've made some changes. Could you call us back at 555-555-555?
So I call back. I call back, and I get a call center that sounds like this.
Welcome to the Bell on the Sim system answering for Sim system. The Bessering and Assist system, if you know the number of your party, please put it in now. If you do not know the party you're looking for, press 0 to speak to the operator.
So I press the 0 to speak to the operator.
The operator is not currently taking calls. Goodbye.
And I do this twice. There's I do this twice when they call back.
Than an electronic goodbye because you know you're doomed. That's it. That's you're done.
And, then I get another call. Same call. Call back the same number. Same drill with going through the answering machine.
Sure.
And then I get the final call, which is this.
Hello, Mr. O'Mara. This is Beverly from the doctor's office, and we just want to let you know that you'll be getting a letter. You'll be getting a letter, boy. This is Jiminy Glick. You'll be getting a letter, boy. You'll be getting a letter to explain to you what the situation is. The doctor that should be coming to you very soon. If you'd like to have any questions, please call this number. 555-5555.
So I call the number one last time. I call that number, I get...
This is the Phillum system for the Pleasant system. If you know the party's extension.
And I don't.
And please call that.
When I call back, I actually get through. And when I get through, it is another answering system. So it is not. I'm not able to reach the doctor. So what do I do? I get in the car the old-fashioned way.
Hey, good idea.
And I drive down to the physician's office and I walk up to the front desk. And at that point, I mentioned my concern, which is my breathing machine that's gotten old, right. And I need CPAP. It updated, and I have to get all, because it's really, really getting threadbare with the Velcro and the mask and stuff. And they said, well, he'd probably like to see you. I can get you in next Monday.
Wow.
And so they make an appointment for me.
That's good.
And they make an appointment for me. And so I said, oh, that's great. Okay. Because he'd really like to see you. And you can go over everything with him, find out everything that's going on. I said, that's perfect. I didn't know you'd be able to take me on Monday. Take me on Monday. So I go home. Everything's set. I got a 1:30 appointment on Monday. Everything's hunky-dory. Then I get a call. The second day, I get a call. This call goes like this.
Hello, Mr. O'Mara. This is Beverly from the doctor's office. Is there any way that you could move that from 1:30 to 12:30? And if you could you please call our office back at 555-555-555?
So I said, yeah, I can move that to 12:30. It's we're doing one show on Monday. Yeah. I can make that. That gives us plenty. Don't have to change the show around. 12:30 is perfect. I will call and I'll go back and I'll call. So I call them up and the phone rings. Different number this time.
Right.
And the phone picks up.
Welcome to the Film System. If you know your party's extension.
Because now I'm thinking they have called. They have called me to switch the appointment. They want me to call back. If I don't call back, are they going to give that appointment to somebody else?
Right.
I'm not driving down there again.
No.
I'm not driving there. And then the next day, I get a call.
This is the Lee Physicians Foot from St. Fadamsid. You have scheduled. If this is Mara, you have an appointment for 1:30. To confirm that appointment, please press 1.
So. I confirm it.
Right.
I confirm the appointment because I think, well,
I guess they got their ass together.
Even though they've asked me for 12:30, so I'm planning
on plan A. Yeah.
I have confirmed the appointment for 1:30, but I'm planning on rolling in at 12:30. And I think I'm doing, because I think that's the right way to play it.
And I think in the future, just take the telephone out of it. Just always just stop by.
And by the way, when I finally get into the office and I see the doctor based on this system and the company he's working for right now, I'm going to give him a big wet kiss and congratulate him. Congratulate him on getting on extricating him from this tentacle octopus tentacle laden thing. And, you know, maybe it'll just be one guy. You know,
you know, it'd be great is if when they put you in the little waiting room, it's just a phone and you have to pick it up and tell them what's wrong with you.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, someone on this show, not you, but someone on this show has crossed the line with my wife. I would love to address that after the break.
Oh, my God. We will do that when we come back. I was going to talk about a foolish nickname they have for me. That can wait till next week. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. I hope you're enjoying every minute of it. The show's going to continue.
And now, advice from Andrea.
Hello, ladies. This is Andrea, the Italian TMOS intern. Here is my advice for cooking a steak. Remember to season the steak before cooking it. Heat the pan and put a touch of olive oil in. Lay the steak away from you. Baste the steak with butter. Remember to touch the steak first to make sure that it's ready. And rest the steak for as long as you cooked it. Then you will be able to eat it. Buon appetito.
I love that. Oh my God. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That's a boy, he's between him and Dan O'Brien, we got some funny interns going on right
now. Well, mostly Andrea.
Oh, come on now. Behave yourself. He's not going to take your job. Anyway, welcome back to the show brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. And all you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box filled with old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. To get your originals and new digital files back in a few weeks, that's wonderful. We love it. And they keep you up updated at every step of the process. I can't wait. Well, I keep saying I can't wait. I got it. And it's beautiful. They do an amazing job because they let you know what's going on step by step at Legacy Box. And to see my wonderful mom and dad celebrating their honeymoon with a color camera and to have that preserved for good, I am thrilled. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS to get 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS to save 40% on your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past. It's a wonderful, client, and we are pleased to have him. So someone has actually gone over the line with the lovely Shannon Zibelius.
Yeah, and this is recent. This happened this morning.
Yes.
And I will let the aggressor speak for himself. Please step out to the mic.
You're sort of painting this as sort of like her Me Too moment. It's not all that.
No, I would never say that. Actually, that would be rude, and that has nothing to do with the Me Too moment.
It is.
You crossed the line.
What happened is this.
What did you do?
I did a voice to text to Shannon.
How about this? You read the text, and then you explain yourself.
All right. Well, first, it should be said that because of Oscar's checkered past with his attendance, when we have an alternate start time, I also text Shannon to make sure she's in the loop.
It's redundancy.
Yeah, to make sure that he's here.
So he'll make it to work on time.
I was on time today, by the way.
Yeah, early.
You were. Yeah, I was later than you were today. Absolutely.
So I texted yesterday to Shannon, and this is the text that reads verbatim. Oscar has an 8 a.m. start tomorrow with a boner show to do afterwards. Now, this is unfortunate based on the fact that we had recently had a story about your dog.
Yeah.
She must have really been upset about that. That's for sure.
Yes.
The ladies from across the street at the watering hole are coming over to for the ladies from Good Guys. By the way, in all the time we've had, not that I'd be allowed to do it on the show anyway, preserving my happy marriage, we've never had a visit from any of the professionals. We talked about it way back
I've talked to them at length, and we sit down and we have team meetings with Rofo and I over there.
about whether they will come across the street.
Yes, they're enthusiastic. They are enthusiastic, Mike.
Really?
Yes.
How do I do that? All right.
Well, you're not here.
I'm going to let you spin that in the no spin zone.
Yeah, you're not here.
Yeah, get that NDA ready.
Anyway, Shannon replies, and I didn't even realize that
that's
I had
why they love you. Anyway, what was that?
Shannon replied, I didn't realize that I had written something so inappropriate because I either had autocorrect or talk to text.
Well, I have another theory, but go ahead.
Okay, and she writes back, nothing like your husband recording a boner show to make you question your life choices.
Shannon wrote that?
Yes. So
that's pretty funny.
My apologies. You know what? My apologies.
Okay. I think that the entire, what is it called? The technology feature where you speak into the phone to text
talk
people.
Talk to text, I think.
Talk to text is what it's called. Talk to text is a pain in the ass because the technology, first of all, who would have ever dreamed that we could speak into a device and it would print out words?
Yeah.
What a miracle of modern technology it is, right?
I agree.
What would you figure, at least, I'll give you, everybody's different, but my success ratio of, are you 100% with talk to text?
I'm 100% with not having boner slide into, and I look, English is my second language, right?
I'm talking about the process of talk to text.
Talk to text is 90% with me. 90% with me.
So when you dictate a text message, yes. 90% of the time it comes out the way you wanted it to come.
Yes, but this
it
is an
never does with
this
me.
Is an auto
70 for me.
This
I
is
think.
An autocorrect moment, right? Because he in somewhere in his kinky world outside of, you know, the Leesburg and the supper clubs, he's used boner in his talk to text or his subtext.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
The root of this conversation.
However, I will say
there
this.
There is some kink in the Spiewak house.
Yeah, that's learned behavior.
That is learned behavior by the machine.
So the auto-dictate has actually hurt. He has written or said boner before.
What's to say I'm not using it like in a 1940s context, meaning a mistake,
like
though.
Follow-ups, bleeps, and boners.
Exactly.
Do you, can you offer
about
any
growing pains?
Can you offer any insight as to why auto-dictate might have assumed you were saying boner?
I can't.
Have you used the word?
I don't think I have.
Do you ever sexy text your wife?
No.
You know, by the way, though, let's just stop there for a minute. If you were going to sexy text anyone, like Aubrey O'Day Donald Trump Jr. Yeah. If you were going to, if you're a
that's
guy.
That's not a sexy word.
That's not a word that one would use.
The only guy that would use that word
you
in this
too?
Room.
You got a boner too?
The only guy that would use that word in this room as sexy text would be Rob.
Now, why
because
would
of
you
his
say
old
that?
School thing.
Yeah.
Why would you even think that? Think now, about that.
Hold on a second.
You wrote my wife, man. I wasn't thinking about anything.
I didn't mean to do that. All right.
Forget
my apologies.
You wrote my wife. I would think you would use. I truly believe that you would write, though, use the olden time word and say, I apologize for my boner.
Yes. Sometimes I could have said that in the past.
Have you said that to anyone? My boner.
Yeah, I'm sure I have. As a matter of fact, I know.
Like follow-ups, bleeps, and boners, which, by the way, when I was a kid, they offered an album. They did an ad for it on television.
Yes.
That said, now you can get the follow-ups, bleeps, and boners. And every time that would come on and say that, I'd go, like Beavis and Butthead, just go.
And Oscar also broached the fact that on Growing Pains, Kirk Cameron's best friend was named Boner.
His name was Boner.
I think we all knew what they were
but
driving
within
at.
That context it was Boner used to be like used as like I've made a mistake
right
yeah,
exactly
right? Yeah
that's what we're Blooper. Saying and that's where I would see him using it. I don't think he would use it in terms of well I can't say it like that even
well because the only person that knows is him and the machine.
Well Mike, you know, whenever
you can't
I
say Carrie, I'll be home in 20 minutes and I have a
exactly
you know that's just not, I don't see that
I have Ann
or Mike I'll meet you at lunch in New Orleans and wait till you see my that and by the way we can use it if we
etouffee.
Exactly. Yeah. This shrimp etouffee is giving me a giant. So the fact is, boy,
when I sexy text Mike, I want everyone to know this. I use medical terms.
Rob does it to me. And let's be honest, Rob, we have to let the cat out of the bag.
Please do.
You texted me rather frequently in New Orleans, and some of them were, well, let me get them.
Please. Right, oh, you have them? I'm glad you saved them.
I've got a thread from New Orleans.
Because we were down there for a few days.
Do you have some other romantic music outside of what we give Andrea?
Oh, here we go. I got it right here. Mike, you have to come down to the French Quarter. This muffalata is as big as my... All right, and then he said that later on. Hold on. Here it is. Here it is. Dirk Vastrick and I just had a beer, and he showed me his.
Wow!
I didn't realize you used it.
I use it all the time.
He's a legend.
All right, that's stunning right there. Wow. Here's the last one down there. Mike, are we still up for the riverboat cruise? There's one going out at sunset, and that always manages to give me a big, and then I just didn't realize to use that so
inappropriate.
Much.
Hey, Mike, I got one from you, actually. Oh, this is weird.
Oh, good. I've given them to you, too.
I don't normally say them. He says, are we still good to meet at Harrah's at 7 p.m.? I'm going to be hitting the slot machine button with my blank. And when you talk about a max bet, max bet. Yeah.
That's great. It's a form of cheating, really. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
A spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon, and I'm joined today by my friends, Oscar and Todd, plus Mac from the Tech 411 Show. Whenever they have time to record an episode, you can rest assured you'll hear about all the latest techno doodads and inter things. Todd, what's big this week?
Mailing lists, or lists for short.
Uh-huh.
I subscribe to lots of mailing lists. Two I like are called Frequent Flyer, for people who fly a lot, and one called Dairiel. It's a list of interest to dairy farmers.
I love cows.
Exciting.
Oscar, what gadget do you have for us today?
Tengo una computadora y uso el internet.
Buenos coaches, Oscar. How about you, Mac? What is your app of the week?
Used panty vending machine.
Well, I'm not sure if that's an app, but I'm all for recycling. Todd.
Join the intrepid band of internauts as they search for the golden fleece of cyberspace.
What the f*** does that mean? Tech 411 with Oscar Moore and Todd Santana. Plus,
yay.
Mac.
Take a spin, now you're in with the tech new set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. We've told you about their Heroes program. I want to tell you again, it's the Hometown Heroes program from Cornerstone First Financial. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans, the good guys, these heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission toward their closing costs. So if you're a firefighter, if you're a police officer, a teacher, if you are a veteran, and if you're buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com and they'll connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Plus, they are still getting a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is a huge savings. It is a fact that interest rates are going up, so all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance to take their cash out or pay off debt before they go up further. Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thank you to all of our heroes from Cornerstone First Financial. All right, I alluded to it before. I will tell you now, there's no secret, I've mentioned it before, that the people that I hang out with down here, they come from the Midwest, and
sure,
they have a certain political bent, and they know that I have a different political bent, and I'm desperately trying now to avoid the nickname that they all seem to be unhinging their jaws and laughing
now,
at when they give it to me.
Preemptive question. Did the nickname come from the guy that has the colorful way of referring to things? Like the guy that draws the
no.
like a cat in a hen house type deal?
This is a guy that is an older guy. He's an incredibly strong golfer. He's really, really good. And he's funny. And he sounds like Tommy Lee Jones. And so I call him Tommy, even though that's not his real name. And, you know, I want a hard target search of every hen house, outhouse, and so.
You paint a good picture.
Yeah, but he's so funny, and he's really, I really love his company. I love the fact that he's 10 years older than I am, and he's still getting it done, and he's funny, and it's fun to watch how good he is at this game when you think most people would be out there going, hey, like that. And I like the guy. But the other day, everybody's out on the porch. This is like weeks ago that this happened, a couple of weeks. And it's like I walk up, and they were sitting there, and he says, hey, Rush. And they all just go,
oh, no.
You know, and now it's that is just awesome. Like, and it's, thank you for saying that's awesome.
I like that.
He's
breaking your balls.
No, yeah, they're breaking my balls all right. I just didn't like it. There's nothing.
Did you write on his group page and say, you know, you were a real monster that day?
How dare you, sir? How dare you do that to me? How dare you? The thing is, I really, and there, that's a crutch too. Hit that. No. This is EIB.
How's your hearing?
What's that? I have a big cigar in my mouth. When someone wants to give you a nickname,
yeah,
and you want to avoid it, you want to. Yeah, I'm not going to be a dick about it and say, oh, I'm offended by. But I'd like it to be a different nickname. There's one guy that calls me Miguel Angel for this Argentinian older golfer with a man bun that's funny, and he doesn't look anything like me. But I like that one because
do you have nicknames for other people?
Well, Tommy, based on the fact that the guy sounds like Tommy Lee Jones, not really. I mean, the nicknames that they all have are nicknames they've had for a while.
Okay.
So
yeah.
That's
and
where
Miguel
it is.
Is Michael. So that's a nice connotation.
And in any sport, you have nicknames. If you're with a group of men, you can get this in hockey and baseball and basketball. You tend to get guys that have nicknames like that.
It also happens in theater.
Right.
What was your nickname?
I'm thinking about what's his nickname?
Well, what was Rob's nickname in theater?
I've had several nicknames over the years. I can give you mine. What were yours?
Mostly people call me Spiewak in a derisive way, but also sometimes they call me Jake.
Jake.
They called you Jake. Sometimes. I've never heard that in all the years we've been working together. Yeah,
it was based on the Blues Brothers, and it was just a throwaway. I mean, nothing great, but
Jake.
But there were definitely nicknames in theater because it was a creative.
Yeah,
bunch
but
of
I don't know the context for Jake.
Jake Blues.
Yeah,
I was a big Blues Brothers fan.
Did you dress like him all the time?
I did for Halloween once, not all the time, okay. But no.
And of course, Jake was the rounder of the two. That was the Belushi character.
The fat guy, exactly.
Did you ever play Jake? Did you ever play Jake?
I did in
high school.
Halloween I did one year. Yeah.
You did Halloween? Yeah.
Tom Voles was Elwood because he was tall and skinny.
He was tall and thin?
Yeah.
You guys have the chains and the briefcases?
The whole deal, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did Tom bring a harmonica?
I don't know that he brought a harmonica. He did have a briefcase with handcuffs. He did do very well.
Did you twirl the briefcase key around your finger?
I had a chain with a key on it, yes.
I bet you did that a lot. I bet that was the thing. And
that was fun.
Did the guy play the harmonica?
No, I don't think there was a harmonica.
Oh, there was no harmonica.
There was no harmonica. But at I remember at the end of the night.
Did you do a cartwheel?
Sometimes the answer's in the question, Mike.
Is this high school that you
did
this?
Yes, it would have been sophomore year, I think.
I performed in high school, too. I performed many of my famous drag shows.
Of course. You always went for the dress.
Yeah. I only wish that when I was in high school, Dame Edna had been more popular.
Possums?
Because that would have been the Mac Daddy. And by the way, I've appeared in drag as Barbara Bush and as the Sound of Music.
Lucille Ball.
Maria from the Sound of Music when I did that on stage in high school. And then Barbara Bush early in the Don and Mike show when we did the costume parties. The Mac Daddy would be Dame Edna someday to actually really get a sparkly evening gown
with a purple wig
mm-hmm. and the giant, you know, at some point, just to Dame Edna.
Yeah.
a dream.
Maybe I will do it.
Can you imagine showing up to the Cocoonville Halloween party like that?
As Dame Edna.
Especially if it wasn't a costume party.
I don't understand.
I wouldn't give it to them. I would give it to our listeners. I would give it to our listeners. I'm not saying I would do that. You know, Rob, you took one for the team in New Orleans. And perhaps for Las Vegas.
Oh, it would have to be it's a clever transformation, though. It would not be fast.
It would not be fast.
No.
It would not be fast.
With that
and
wig.
I was on you for the quick transition and
An opener?
Something and right then, after intermission.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. We'll see. I'm feeling a little fragile this week. I don't want to make any significant
decisions.
No
need for commitments, no.
I don't want to make any significant decisions. But you know what? Let me tell you, this is the way my brain works, and I'm thinking this many steps ahead. This little incident with the fan club has thrown me for a bit of a loop this week, and I know it's certainly thrown Pony for a loop, hasn't it, Pony?
Oh, absolutely.
He's fine.
And so it's just been unsettled. I really think that, like, within our inner circle, we're okay, even with the soul searching before the show that we had today, Rob. We ultimately will be okay with all this.
Yeah, clearly.
Right. We're just expressing it. With that said, I think 4 or 5 steps down the road, too, I will have a level of insecurity because of what happened that was not in New Orleans, where we didn't have an incident like this. And I think in order to combat that, perhaps something over the top.
A gesture.
Which would be, yes. And and by the way, it's an old bit. I don't know if Dame Edna is even performing anymore.
Still touring. You
know, let's check breathing.
Dame Edna doesn't have a beard, and so when you're doing that,
you could always Cesar Romero it. Just sort of cover it up and ignore it. We'll pretend it's not there.
Yes.
You know what might
Hello,
be nice?
Possums.
What if we did some sort of video presentation that was shot in advance? And that way the costume could be done right. And then it could be like Dame Edna welcomes you.
I think that's a cop out.
Do you?
I think that's a cop out. I think Dame Edna has to appear live. I think Dame Edna should. But let me.
Already speaking of her in third person.
Dame Edna, perhaps, but I am
still
I'm a
alive.
Fragile.
Yeah, still touring.
What a spectacular drag queen, Dame Edna.
One of the best. Yeah. One of the best.
Really, really.
You can really pull this off, Mike.
And appeared in front and introduced the queen at one point.
Yes.
Dame Edna. The royals love Dame Edna. They really, really do.
You know why? Dame Edna is cheeky.
Yes. But
irreverent.
The nickname, getting back to the whole nickname thing.
Right.
You can't, if they want to give it to you, you're going to get it. And and I just don't like it. I don't like it.
There's only one way to defuse it is to embrace it.
Yeah. I don't protest too much because that would make them laugh harder. But in my, let me see. I have had Spike was my high
school.
That's
a good
career.
One. I like that.
Spike was that. I still have guys that I could walk up to Brad Peters from Glastonbury High School and he'd say, "Hey, Spike, how are you?" And I think I got that at the 40th year reunion. Then
what did it come from?
Yeah.
I have no idea. It just happened. That Spike. One just happened. I can't tell. The next one was Uncle Mike. And Uncle Mike was from my radio show, which was called the Uncle Mike Show, because my sister had just had my niece Jessica, who's down here in Florida this week. And they called me out. Jeff Newman, for example, the former radio guy that I'm still in contact. When he sees me, he still calls me Uncle Mike. Said, "Hey, Uncle Mike, how are you, Uncle
Mike?" That's cool.
That's from college. And then let me see. I'm trying to think. Oh, and then the one that I got during the radio years that I've been doing, you know, with Don and through today's show is the one that that I'm pretty affectionate.
What's
with,
that?
With I like asshole. Thank you. Thank you.
You still get that at reunions?
Yeah, we can go to break on that one. Thank you very much. That's okay. What a week it's been. We'll take a break. And Oscar, are you up for your take?
Let's do this.
Oscar's take.
We have an Oscar's take coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's Freights with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Trump congratulating Russian strongman Vladimir Putin on his re-election, more women, more problems, and hair plugs versus comb overs.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes, MikeOMaraShow.com, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Thank you very much, Chris Freitz. And there it goes again. You know, we do a political persuasions, and then not 10 hours later, 5 hours later, he fires his
McMaster attorney.
Yeah,
it was a great episode yesterday. And
he fires three people a day. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Like The Apprentice.
Show. Yeah, exactly.
It is.
No, he only did one a week on The Apprentice.
Yeah, but think about it.
Yeah.
Timing-wise.
Yeah.
Squeeze it together.
His new Homeland Security advisor, or whatever the security advisor is, that Monopoly man. Anyway, welcome back to the show. Brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. It's the worst time of the year.
Yes.
Your stroop waffle is soggy. Your corned beef is fatty. A springtime blizzard has crippled the city. And Chris Freitz keeps dancing, and it makes you uneasy. Yes, it does.
It really does. You blocked his camera yesterday.
I cannot stand watching a man dance by himself.
He's so tall, too. It makes it worse.
Have you heard the political persuasions? That's what we're talking about. Chris Freitz is a former CNN correspondent, and he dances.
Yes.
It's not pretty. Anyway, well, pizza face, how about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a paper despair plane into a kite of delight. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOs. Truly a win-win. Please quit sucking and dance like no one's watching. Watch like no one's dancing. That's what we wanted to see. Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, God, what a week. Thank you. It's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day that may or may not affect you, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The opinions expressed are solely Oscar Santana's and do not represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the majority of right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, without further ado, let's get right to it, because this is what you've been waiting for. So we want to take care of you, and we want to make sure that you're happy, because your happiness is our prime directive at the Mike O'Mara Show. And if you're not happy, we're not happy, and we are one big family, and I want everybody to remember that. Family and family sticks
family,
together.
Family.
All circumstances. Nobody says mean things to anybody, and family is good. And now, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, here's how much your info sells for on the dark web.
Oh.
This is according to a new study. Your Gmail password is worth $1. $1. That's what it sells for on the dark web. Facebook is $5.20. They've certainly been losing some subscribers. PayPal is $247. Well, obviously, that would
be the
one where
for moving money around. Yeah.
And your entire online identity, including banking, is $1,200. I cannot believe that it's that cheap to get all of your banking information.
Yeah.
It's terrifying when you really think about it. What is your take on this, Oscar?
The dollars and the way that you view them and I view them are probably different from the actual hackers and dark web enthusiasts, right? So if you're going to pay thousands of dollars for your PayPal, yeah, you're going to buy that and use it in a malicious way, right?
Sure.
If you're going to get your bank info, that's a different set. The risk they're taking for these passwords is that you could have changed them, right? So on both sides, everyone's taking risk. The dummies that don't change your password or have a password, service, those are the ones that I think are responsible. This is coming from a guy who's been hacked, a guy who has had, years ago, our PayPal account hacked.
Right.
Do you have a password service that you would recommend?
Yes. LastPass.
Okay. What's it called?
LastPass.
LastPass. And that's an app you can put on your computer?
Yes. Yeah. And know this. We're not safe. They'll get that. They'll get them eventually.
Of course.
What it helps you with is it gives you one more layer than your dog's name and your dad's name whatever you want to use afterwards, right?
Okay. Very cool. I like that. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, Taco Bell's sauce packets are pretty legendary. Are you aware of this?
Absolutely.
Are popular?
Sure.
If I may give a nod to Chad Dukes from Big O and Dukes.
Right.
When I was younger, sometimes I would catch Chad just eating the sauce. And I'd say, hey, dude, like I've never seen anybody do that before.
Just squirt it in his mouth?
I mean,
I love Chad.
By the way, is Buzz Burbank really answering phones at Chad Duke's general store?
I have no context for that. Last I heard, Buzz was living in Florida.
In Florida?
Yes.
Yeah. I just saw that. Was that somebody manufacturing that or something
Mike,
that?
I care as much as I asked. That's all I'll say.
I guess that was posted like 5 days ago. Yeah, I'm asking you now, so I guess that shows how much I care,
I didn't
too.
Care.
Did you run into Buzz's voice when you were calling the doctor's office?
Yeah.
Hi.
So it's inevitable that they were going to do this. Let me tell you what they're doing about the sauce. Yeah. They just announced that they're making a new line of tortilla chips that taste like their sauce packets.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, this is brilliant.
And the chip bags will even look just like the sauce packets. The chips will come in mild and fire, turning the Diablo sauce into a chip was apparently too much. They'll also have a classic flavor with no seasoning, and they're going to hit grocery stores in May. They're actually going to be in grocery stores.
Oh, that is all. You know, I mean, the sauce is prolific, and if you can choose your flavor.
Yeah.
The one issue I've always had with the Taco Bell shell that's flavored, even their Doritos flavor, was not enough dust on them. Dust to shell
so
ratio.
So they're not flavorful enough.
But if you're going chips, the sky's the limit.
Okay. Yeah, but they're going to have to make the chip bag bigger than the sauce packet.
So Chad would just suck down the sauces drinking them?
I don't think it's that rare of occurrence because when I talked about it, I remember on the radio, we had a brief discussion, even maybe we're in Phoenix, and people were like, yeah, I eat the sauce just separate once in a while just because it's there. Like, it tastes good. So I don't think it's it's something that's unique. I think that there's, again, such enthusiasts about that
would
sauce.
Might be a tummy upset with the big shooter shooting those sauce packets into his mouth.
It depends on what flavor. You go mild.
Mike, there will be some big shooting.
There will be some big shooting after four or five of those in your small intestine. All right. You're listening to Oscar's Take. A few tips on how to clean up your tech life. Install an app that tracks your screen time.
Okay.
Back up or delete old files and apps. Physically clean your devices with compressed air and a microfiber cloth. Well, let me show you what I've got. I've got one of those here. Hold on just a second.
Cleaning supplies.
Mike's take.
But let me just...
Oh, there we go. Spill that over, keyword. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love compressed air.
Yeah.
And isn't it cool that after you squirt
I just ate one of those sauce packets. Oh, God.
Don't put that in your gullet.
No.
You're going to get right in your bloodstream somehow, and then it's curtains for everybody.
Let me do this.
No. I love that after you squirt compressed air.
How do you like me now, haters?
I'm dead. The can gets cold. I love that. Yeah. I never tire of that phenomenon.
I actually get scared using compressed air when it starts. It's almost liquefying because you don't have the right angle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you're get juice.
Did the juice just squeeze on the keyboard? That's not okay.
You need to send a can of that to Adrian.
Well, it says clean your devices with compressed air or a microfiber cloth and purge your social media accounts of anyone you don't want to interact with.
Look, Mike, this is loser talk. And that's my take.
All right.
We all would love less screen time. We all would like that pain that you have in your shoulders to go away because you're looking down the whole time, right?
Right.
It just doesn't happen. If you're a man in this society or a woman in this society, you need to be connected. That's the reality.
I agree with you. Oscar's take. Thank you. And now we mentioned that we talk about this. The most common excuses we use for being late for work are, I got stuck in traffic and I overslept. But when you're late all the time, you've got to get creative. Here are the 8 dumbest excuses that bosses have heard. Number 8, my dog ate my work schedule. Number 7, someone claimed they accidentally drove to their old job, which might have been believable, but they hadn't worked there in 5 years. 6, it was cold outside. 5, their astrologer told them that there would be an accident on the highway. Number 4, someone claimed they were late because of morning sickness. Number 3, I was here, but I fell asleep in the parking lot. Sounds like, hey, Mike. Number 2, my fake eyelashes got stuck together. And number 1, my coffee was too hot and I couldn't leave until it cooled down.
Oh, God.
The number 1, and I don't take coffee at home,
right?
But that is just so It's like spitting in someone's face. Like coffee was more important than work.
Sure.
Right?
Has Adrian sent you a picture of his flat tire?
He has. As I mentioned earlier, I asked him to FaceTime me. Then he tried
to get back to see if it was him standing in front of the flat tire.
Well, he FaceTimed me late while we've moved on from the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I wrote back. I said, "You're lucky. I believe you. We've moved on."
I'm glad that he was able to do that.
Yes. But again, Wednesday flat tire doesn't equal Friday flat tire.
No, in his world it does, because he thought that just because it was out of air, if you filled it with air, maybe it would stay.
Hey, Mike. There we go.
I put chewing gum on the hole, and I don't know why.
That's another impression. That sounds like another guy.
I know, but aren't they really quite similar?
You silly goose. The day we're supposed to help, you know, you really start learning in earnest, you don't show up. And he's like, flat tire.
Tire pressure.
We'll never know. Listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
And finally, Oscar, stuffy nose got you down. You might tap your medicine cabinet, or you could try going to bed instead, but not necessarily to nap. If your partner doesn't mind a few sniffles, some intimate time together may offer a surprising benefit. Temporary relief from nasal congestion. This potential effect of sexual activity works the same for men and women, according to otolaryngologist.
Perfect. You got it. That was it. We'll auto-tune you. You'll be fine.
It's otolaryngologist.
Otolaryngologist.
Michael Benninger, MD, chairman of Cleveland's Clinic, Head and Neck Institute, says having sex will improve your congestion.
Look, I'm married, right? Freshly married.
Sure.
In our honeymoon period.
Right.
Yeah, if Shannon came at me with a cold and said, let's do this, because, you know, I heard on the radio that this is a better play.
Yeah,
right.
I'm going to say, look, lady, I work in broadcasting, sort of. You got to step off because I don't want to get my friends sick, right?
Yeah. Germphobic.
Yeah, I don't need that.
You're thinking about the show. That's
don't
good.
Need that.
Yeah, and Mike, after 21 years of marriage, I can't even get Carrie to blow her nose.
Okay. Thank you. On that note, that's Oscar's Take, everybody. Thank you. We will take a break.
Rob.
And the final audio vault of a very interesting week. And by the way, the entire audio vault, Rob has informed me, will be in Japanese. We'll be doing that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, everybody. It's me, Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Mandy Patinkin.
And we are back from our 1 week hiatus. 1 week. And there's all this speculation by Oscar Santana. You know, we're going away. The show's not going to last much longer. Well, guess what? We're back.
Here we are. Yeah, at least for 1 week.
Yeah, we review our current situation. We take Rob Ford to task, and we give you an in-depth review of the new season of Homeland.
The Mandy Patinkin reference. There it is.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018, but we want to make sure that everyone knows it. Here's all you need to ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase. Just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS website. It's super easy, and it'll guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
As mentioned on yesterday's show, Mike, a 42-inch samurai sword.
Yes.
Yes.
Wonderful.
This is forged in 1045 high carbon steel, ready for battle. Comes with a sheath, also known as a scabbard, and a carrying bag. Check it out under youth sports gear. The Makoto handmade sharp Japanese samurai sword, right there.
Shing, shing.
Amazon really does have everything. You can find the samurai sword and more at the top of MikeOmeraShow.com. So get clicking. And without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, March 23, 2018. And just want to get this in. If you're going to support the March for Life, I salute you and get out to your locality and do that. It's all happening tomorrow, the March for Our Lives. It really started by the kids over at Parkland, and I think it's a kind of a neat thing to do. So,
buses are already arriving in the district, and the weather looks like it's going to be chilly but agreeable tomorrow.
Awesome.
So if you're on the bubble, come on out. I was always a Saved by the Bell enthusiast. I liked Saved by the Bell. I was a little older. I was a little past their demographic, but I liked the cheesy sitcom nature of it. Mario Lopez, though, remains a stain, and he is on Extra now.
Extra.
He played A.C. Slater.
Extra.
He has taken his position to get baptized in the River of Jordan. That's where Jesus himself was baptized.
Mario Lopez is getting baptized in the river?
And yeah, and so he went on the gram. He went on Instagram to cover his baptism. And what bothers me the most, he covers it with the way he would cover a breaking story on Extra. This is Mario Lopez about to be baptized in the River of Jordan.
We are at the Jordan River where John the Baptist baptized Jesus Christ. I'm about to get baptized. It's a beautiful day. This really cool Catholic priest is going to do me the honors. And there's a sermon going on right now. So I'm going to join these fine folks. And then, bam, take a dip. It's on.
Take a dip.
The priest is really cool.
He only has one way of broadcasting.
That's it.
He only has one way that he can do it. Is he's so dumb that he's only got one way.
And you hear
it's going to be really cool.
The like the tour guide that would be at Universal,
right,
but now is at the Jordan River.
Right. That's the sermon going on in the background. Was that Spanish?
No,
was that sermon in Spanish?
It
was Arabic, probably.
Something. But it's just so. And also,
something.
What people need to know is that you don't need to Instagram your baptism. You don't need to do that.
Been a little jealous of people that get the big baptism, like in the river or in a swimming pool or one of those things. Always thought, you know, I'm a baby. I was christened in the Catholic Church, so right. I had a little dollop of water put on my forehead. Always thought it'd be kind of good to be a grown-up, and you're like, I'm baptized now. I'm being baptized now.
I did the baby baptism in the Catholic Church. I had to be baptized as a Methodist before my wedding because we were married.
Oh, so you were an adult and got dunked?
Yeah, no, but it was just a little water on the forehead.
However,
when my mom joined a church, a kind of a over-the-top church some years ago, I'd use the word maybe in passing.
Pentecostal?
There was some keening in some of the services.
Yeah. What's keening?
Oh, were they speaking in tongues?
Yes, so they thought.
Great.
Anyway, my mom. Hey, everyone makes a bad decision once in a while.
I understand.
But she was baptized in a river where she went down in the river and they actually.
Down by the river?
Yeah, and so that was pretty cool. But I think the church was a disaster, but the baptism was great.
She spun out of the church?
No more.
No more.
No more.
How long did it last?
Couple years, I think. And also, I think
it comes and it goes. We're not at the same place we used to be.
Yeah, I think
we're not anywhere now.
It had to be more to do with the fact that her late husband Dave was in a band and he played in the band there.
She went to go to support.
A little bit. And so I went with her one time, and when I saw the guy rolling in the aisle, she just said, hey, you know, we're not all like that.
Maybe he's epileptic.
Right. Could be. It was in Japan and he didn't have his meds.
Holy boy.
You know, Pony, don't
be careful with those comments. You don't want to chase those lovers away.
Mike,
all right.
Don't you love when a client a business hires a spokesman that's perfect for the business?
Okay.
And this is a case of that. Lawyer.com has hired Lindsay Lohan to be their spokesperson.
My God.
And by the way, she sounds great.
When Lawyer.com first reached out to me, I was confused and a little scared because I thought I was in trouble. But when they asked me to be their spokesperson, I was intrigued. After meeting with the team, I realized Lawyer.com is just about helping people. From getting a DUI, let's not pretend like I didn't get one, or two, or three, or some others. It's so simple, and it's free. All you have to do is go online or give us a call. So let's get started, because at Lawyer.com, we're always here for you.
I bet if I went to my mom's church, she would roll around in the aisle.
You know,
it's probably
not
cheap,
but
it's genius.
It's not a bad choice.
It's genius.
From the ad
agency, you're right.
But she's so terrible. But she didn't have to be great, but it's just
she's
like,
the train wreck.
Yeah.
The train wreck needs lawyers.
That's the, you know what? And she probably was reasonable. They probably got her for a decent
price. She's the train wreck that made it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if you negotiate that deal. It's a direct deal.
How did she look? Did you see the video?
She looks Lohan-y. She looks like
like Dina these days.
Stringy.
You don't need to see anymore. I understand exactly.
Stringy.
What she looks like that.
Do you know the name?
A little greasy.
Yeah, like maybe they should have shot it yesterday.
Okay, I got it.
Didn't work out. Are you familiar with the name Frank Avruch? Avruch.
No, I am not.
He played Bozo in Boston for 30 years, and he died. Now, you know,
I don't know him.
Every city had a Bozo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a syndicated deal, and you had to train to do it. He died at age 89.
Introducing Bozo, the world's most famous clown.
So you'll hear this, and it's like all the bozos even sounded alike when they spoke and sung.
Oh, Lily, I am such a funny clown. I like to travel round and round. The circus is my home. I always seem to roam.
I like the part when Bozo looked out of the gutter and said, "We all float down here."
Hi, little boy.
Let's sneak this in because I find it fascinating. Playmate Karen McDougal, she's made sweet love to our president.
I watched this interview last night.
She's gorgeous. And do you want to know what it's like to make love?
God, she's a bad liar.
I don't, but I guess I'm going to learn in
Oscar,
a second.
Well, yesterday we learned about Macaulay Culkin.
He asked her one
time.
Question. If they offered like $2 million, would you have taken the money? And it's such an obvious lie when your eyes like start darting around. I think not. I don't think I would have. And the eyes are going, ning, 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 ning. So, and it wasn't like, I thought when you got that Anderson Cooper interview, I thought it was going to be, you know, what was it like when the orange man climbed on? That's what I thought it was going
to
be.
That's what Anderson wanted to know.
It was all about her process and how they, you know, how the company sent her money and they did a kill
I did
the
find
story
it.
Thing.
I did find it fascinating, though, that after they first made love, he offered her money. Really?
Well, we did have dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel, but in his bungalow instead. We had dinner there for a few hours. As the night ended, we were intimate.
So the sex was consensual.
It was consensual.
Clear.
Yes.
What happened afterward?
After we had been intimate, he tried to pay me, and I actually didn't know how to take that.
Did he actually try to hand you money?
He did.
Anybody?
He did, and I said, I mean, I just had this look of, I don't know, just I don't even know how to describe it. The look in my face must.
Well said.
Okay.
But anyway,
she's
well,
not that type of girl.
Yeah. By the way, imagine doing it with him, like after, like he gets one of his burgers or steaks, you know, in the middle of the. In the middle of that,
we're gonna have sex after the taco salad.
This is fantastic. This is fantastic.
You think the president eats sauce out of the packet?
It's a stack of money.
Yeah.
Like, is it just a short stack? Like, that, I really want to know, like, how much, like, was there.
Like, just cab fare?
Because I read the transcript, right?
Okay.
Of the interview. I did not see it. And she said that, she just said, I'm not that type of girl. And then they, I guess, had an 11-month or 12, whatever, affair. But I sat there and I was like, I just don't know if the stack of money was large enough that you're like,
There's a certain. I think what you're saying is there's a certain
once
point
you realize it's
when it
all
stops
over
being
and you're
insulting.
Like, oh, yeah, that was pretty big. But obviously, there's something there that she. Yeah.
I think
had
they really
feelings.
Had a relationship.
She had feelings. Yeah. If it's 11 months, she had feelings for him, and then she got emotional when they talked about Melania at the end, who once again is the real victim in all of this when she's sitting over on the sidelines, and you have to wonder if this is taking its toll. Is it mentioned? Yes. Is it mentioned a lot? No.
No.
It, because the bar is where it is, you still have this going on, and you know, take the
maybe
politics
they had
out
an understanding.
Of it. Yeah, take the politics out of it. I don't think there's anything damaging, really. Ultimately, for this administration, I don't think there's anything damaging. But what you've got there is, you mean Melania and Trump had an understanding?
I mean, I can't imagine someone gets away with that much, with allegations.
If there's an understanding, it probably was unspoken, but I just don't think, I think that there's got to be some sort of ultimate effect on the marriage. We'll have to wait and see. Because you know what? Donald Trump Jr.'s wife got fed up with it.
Sure.
Who knows? We'll have to wait and see. But I thought at the end of the day, when the people offered her the money, it was all about that process where I think we as consumers in America want to hear a little bit more about the sordid details. But she got paid for that,
right,
and she can't release that just yet.
All right, we close with this. I love when a joke just goes surreal. They're making a live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp, one of my favorite Disney cartoon movies. Here's Seth's take on that movie.
Disney has announced it will produce a live-action remake of the classic animated film Lady and the Tramp, and Jared Leto has already lost 40 pounds to play the spaghetti.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for the Tuesday mailbag to Rob with the extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com and all regular mail to TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Tomorrow is the big March And really, get out there and support those kids from Parkland High School and all the kids that are getting active out there in their effort to end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.